This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to administer COVID-19 vaccines to all Nepali citizens by the end of 2021. Health Ministry reports more than 1,800 new COVID-19 cases, over 1,500 people recovered from infection in last 24 hours. And heat wave sparks wildfires in western region of the U.S. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has vowed that all Nepali citizens will get vaccines by the end of this year, 2021. Inaugurating a surgical building at Bio Hospital, today Prime Minister Oli assured that Nepalese people should not worry about availability of vaccines against COVID-19 anymore. The Prime Minister also said efforts were underway to make new agreements to ensure vaccines to maximum population in the country. The Prime Minister reminded that the struggle against COVID-19 was continued with the slogan Life First. Prime Minister Oli asserted that Nepal got tremendous success to control coronavirus despite limited health services and resources. He strongly urged the people to adopt health safety measures as third and fourth waves of COVID-19 would affect the population. The Prime Minister also directed the officials at B Hospital to ensure prompt health service delivery. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said Nepal has underlined the need of holistic development of the sports sector in the country, honoring the winners of the Three Nations Cup organized by the Ministry of Youth and Sports at the Prime Minister's official residence today. Prime Minister Oli urged Nepali footballers to prepare for the games with the determination of winning the title. Winning players and coaches of the Nepali football team were honored with cash prizes. Please listen it again. While presenting honor to players and coaches of the Nepali football team, Prime Minister Oli said all Nepal Football Federation and the National Sports Council should start preparations for organizing the regional football competition. INFA has proposed for hosting the 13th SAF after Bangladesh expressed its inability to organize the event. The Election Commission has announced that the CPN Maoist Center is a legitimate party. A spokesperson of the Commission, Rajkumar Shrestha, informed that today's meeting of the Election Commission found the party to be a legitimate one as its registration was based on the constitutional and legal terms. Earlier, some former CPN Maoist leaders had filed a petition in the Commission demanding the annulment of the party, challenging its legitimacy. The meeting of the CPN UML is The meeting of the CPN UML Task Force formed to seek consensus for the party unity is taking place at Finance Ministry. The meeting is expected to reach an agreement today. National Assembly lawmakers have stressed the need for making the National Assembly more organized and accountable to the people. Taking part in today's National Assembly meeting, lawmakers said all should get united to solve the problems facing by the people, like pandemic, inflation and natural calamities. CPN UML leader Vamdev Gautam underlined the need for making constitutional arrangement for the National Assembly to choose Prime Minister and present budget. Lawmakers of the opposition parties, however, blamed the government of working against the democratic norms and values. In the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Lidanath Shrestha, presented the annual report of the Attorney General 2076-77 Bikram Sambat on behalf of the Prime Minister. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been set for tomorrow at 1 p.m. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back, now more news. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has neared 620,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,533 cases of full recovery from the infection today. This has kept the recovery rate to 94.6%. Likewise, the Ministry has reported additional 1,831 new cases of coronavirus infection in the country in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 20 corona-related deaths were recorded today. As per the Ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,382 in the country. Vice Chancellor of Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, Dr. Sunil Babu Shrestha, has expressed the hope that science and technology would become a medium to resolve problems facing the society. Speaking at a conference on youths on science, technology, innovation and entrepreneurship, the Vice Chancellor said the country would achieve prosperity when youths were mobilized through science and technology. Similarly, TU Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Dharmakanta Baskota Brothers stressed the need for linking the higher education to research and innovation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Wildfires are raging in the west of the United States as the region is hit by a heat wave that has brought record temperatures to several areas. Communities have been told to evacuate as firefighters struggle to battle the blazes in the extreme conditions. Two firefighters in Arizona died when their aircraft crashed while responding to a wildfire. Meanwhile, Las Vegas matched its all-time temperature high of 47.2 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Firefighters battling the many wildfires in the region say the air is so dry that much of the water dropped by aircraft to quell the flames evaporates before it reaches the ground. Australia has reported its first locally transmitted coronavirus death this year. The authorities said a woman in her 90s died in Sydney. She had contracted the virus in a family setting. New South Wales has reported 77 new cases today. There are now 52 people in hospital, with 15 in intensive care. Sydney is currently in lockdown as Australia's largest city fights to contain the highly transmissible Delta variant of the virus. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the province, one, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma already vows to administer COVID-19 vaccines to all Nepali citizens by the end of 2021. Health Ministry reports more than 1,800 new COVID-19 cases. Over 1,500 people recovered from infection in last 24 hours. And heat wave sparks wildfires in western region of the U.S. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.